7. The Andites enter China. About 15,000 years ago, the Andites, in considerable numbers, were traversing the Pass of Tietou and spurting out over the upper valley of the Yellow River among the Chinese settlements of Kansu. Presently they penetrated eastward to Honan, where the most progressive settlements were situated. This infiltration from the west was about half Andonite and half Andite. The northern centers of culture along the Yellow River had always been more progressive than the southern settlements on the Yangtze. Within a few thousand years after the arrival of even the small numbers of these superior mortals, the settlements along the Yellow River had forged ahead of the Yangtze villages and had achieved an advanced position over their brethren in the south, which has ever since been maintained. It was not that there were so many of the Andites, nor that their culture was so superior, but amalgamation with them produced a more versatile stock. The northern Chinese received just enough of the Andite strain to mildly stimulate their innately able minds, but not enough to fire them with the restless, exploratory curiosity so characteristic of the northern white races. This more limited infusion of Andite inheritance was less disturbing to the innate stability of the Sangyik type. The later waves of Andites brought with them certain of the cultural advances of Mesopotamia. This is especially true of the last waves of migration from the West. They greatly improved the economic and educational practices of the northern Chinese, and while their influence upon the religious culture of the Yellow race was short-lived, their later descendants contributed much to a subsequent spiritual awakening. But the Andite traditions of the beauty of Eden and Dalmatia did influence Chinese traditions. Early Chinese legends place the land of the gods in the West. The Chinese people did not begin to build cities and engage in manufacture until after 10,000 BC, subsequent to the climatic changes in Turkestan and the arrival of the later Andite immigrants. The infusion of this new blood did not add so much to the civilization of the yellow man as it stimulated the further and rapid development of the latent tendencies of the superior Chinese stocks. From Honan to Shensi, the potentials of an advanced civilization were coming to fruit. Metalworking and all the arts of manufacture date from these days. The similarities between certain of the early Chinese and Mesopotamian methods of time reckoning, astronomy, and governmental administration were due to the commercial relationships between these two remotely situated centers. Chinese merchants traveled the overland routes through Turkestan to Mesopotamia even in the days of the Sumerians. Nor was this exchange one-sided. The valley of the Euphrates benefited considerably thereby, as did the peoples of the Gangetic Plain. But the climatic changes and the nomadic invasions of the 3rd millennium before Christ greatly reduced the volume of trade passing over the caravan trails of Central Asia.